As a part of the new Illinois Made initiative, the director of the Illinois Office of Tourism, Corey Job, paid a visit to Southern Illinois recently to honor several small but very unique Southern Illinois businesses. Cindy Kane, the executive director of the Southernmost Illinois Tourism Bureau, also made appearances with Job, and at every stop, they presented the businesses with a special Illinois-made plaque, which honored their contributions to the uniqueness of the state. The very first stop was in the picturesque forest on a quiet, early autumn morning in northern Jackson County. If you were to brew your own beer, you might think of hops and yeast and maybe the other standard ingredients, right? What about oak leaves, hickory nuts, persimmons, the bark of a sassafras tree, or any of the other common plant life that you're likely to find as you walk through the Southern Illinois woods?
I bring kind of like a plant expertise and a local knowledge of plants to the table, and we work off of that and kind of collaborate to figure out recipes and stuff based on what's available at which time of the year we're brewing the beer.
That's Aaron Clyden. He's one of the owners of Scratch Brewery in northern Jackson County, several miles off the Yeva Blacktop, nearly hidden in the rich, deep forest of southern Illinois. And together with business partner Marika Josephson, they've been brewing unique beers since early 2013. And they often add that extra local twist to their concoction by adding some of the native plants that they find while foraging literally in the backyard of their business. Now, of course, to make beer, you do need some of the commonly used ingredients, grain-based plants that beer makers have been using for thousands of years.
Well, the basis of our beer is always some sort of grain, barley or rye or wheat. We use a lot of different herbs to bitter, whereas conventionally breweries use hops to bitter. We may use basil to bitter. We may use sage to bitter. We may use oak leaves or hickory leaves, certain types of tree barks, various mushrooms. I think we've used probably over 100 different plants in our beers.
What makes microbreweries unique is the simple fact that often many of the ingredients are added, literally, just seconds after being picked from the living parent plant.
Some of the beers, we use the plants completely fresh, so we usually wait until the last possible moment to gather them. So we may gather them five or 10 minutes before they're going into the beer. Sometimes we'll dry the plants, and then the processing of those plants may take up to a year to dry them a certain way. Or even to ferment the plant a certain way before it gets added. So it varies plant to plant, and the beers generally take anywhere from 3 weeks being probably the fastest that we can turn a beer from raw ingredients to finished beer in a pint, to up to 2 years for certain beers, depending on if it's aged in a barrel or just how it needs to condition.
Being able to get a lot of your ingredients in your own backyard is a time saver. Here is co-owner Marika Josephson.
I would say about 90% come from our garden here, the woods around the property. Not the grain, and most of the hops we get from elsewhere too. We're hoping that that'll expand here in southern Illinois in the next few years. But everything else that goes into the beer, basil that we might put in the beer, or different parts of trees, barks, nuts, roots, things like that, that all comes from the property here.
What do those natural ingredients do for their beer? Do they stabilize the taste, or do they actually impart a peculiar different taste? What do they do?
Yeah, all the different ingredients, they add something different to the beer. When we started this place, we were really interested in making a beer that tasted like Southern Illinois. We were interested in kind of experimenting with things people maybe hadn't even used in beer or hadn't used in a long time. So we were kind of trying to figure out how those plants would create unique flavors in the beer and what it was about those plants that was unique to this area. But the things that we have found for the most part, they do impart really interesting and different flavors and aromas.
Spiciness?
Yeah, a little spiciness, a little earthiness. Sometimes we put some mushrooms in beers that make the beer taste a little bit more earthy.
Tourists from all over the greater Midwest visit their business, and Josephson says that these out-of-towners are often very happy to notice another unique aspect, the geography of this part of the state.
You know, Ava and this kind of, this part of southern Illinois is right where the state starts to get rolling and green and starts to become really, really beautiful and not quite so flat as the rest of the state. So there are a lot of people who come out for the weekend and they climb or they go camping or canoeing or hiking, and they'll come out here, you know, in the evening and take a growler back to their campsite or whatever they may do with it. It's a great place for tourism in general down here in southern Illinois.
And it's this draw of visitors to their brewery and the many other small southern Illinois businesses that produce unique homegrown and homemade items that brought Corey Jobe, the director of the Illinois Office of Tourism, to Southern Illinois recently. Jobe stopped at the brewery to honor them with an official Illinois-made plaque, which is a part of an ongoing state initiative that seeks to highlight the diversity of Illinois' makers' communities.
And Scratch is doing something that's really unique, and that's taking products that are grown right here naturally in the forest and producing some high-quality handcrafted beer.
Jobe says the purpose of the program is to attract tourism.
We created Illinois Made to inspire travel to the state through the eyes of the entrepreneur. You know, they have passion for what they make, whether that's a craftsman, an artisan, farm-to-fork chef, a microbrewery, a beer maker, a winemaker, cheese makers. We've seen them all. And really, it's their passion and their craft that we want to inspire travel to.
After leaving Scratch Brewery, Jobe went to Union County and presented an Illinois-made plaque to Appleknocker Hard Cider in Cobden and then to Long Shadow Gardens in Pomona. And back in Ava, at the brewery in the woods, I was sitting on a picnic table just 5 feet from a lush cluster of 2-foot-high basil plants in full aroma. And I asked Clyden if he sees a lot of wildlife.
Yeah, we see lots of animals out here.
See any bobcats?
Yeah, there are a few bobcats around. Lots of squirrels that like the apples off the apple trees.
And if you see some of those squirrels not walking too straight, they've probably been drinking where they shouldn't have. Deep in the forest off the Ava Blacktop, I'm Kevin Boucher.